Hello everyone, this is Roger T. Pipe of RogerReviews.com. Welcome to our annual AVN Award podcast series. Over the next 12 to 15 podcasts, we're going to take an in-depth look at the nominees for the 2020 AVN Awards. We'll break down the categories, discuss the nominees, debate maybe who got snubbed, and even make a few predictions as to who might walk away with the hardware on January 25th of 2020. Before we get started, please remember that this is an interactive series and I love your feedback. If you have a question or a comment or anything you'd like to go into more depth on, please send me a comment any way you can. You can send me an email at rog@rogreviews.com. You can also find me at Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Or if you're listening to this on my site, thank you very much, or on YouTube, just put a comment in the comments below. Question I'll try and answer. If there's a comment, we'll see what we can do. And you know, if you have thoughts of your own, please send them over. Remember, it's your feedback that keeps this from just being some guy reading off a list of nominees. Sponsorships are available for this and all podcasts. It's $150 for this series and for the entire year of 2020. At the beginning and end of every podcast, I'll mention your company, site, favorite star, social media profile, your favorite cause, charity, whatever you'd like, for all the podcasts through the end of 2020. As always, half of the money the podcasts bring in for my site go to a walk for the cure for Alzheimer's in the name of my mother. Now, let's get on with the good stuff. Welcome back, everyone. This is episode 4 of our 2020 AVN Awards podcast series. Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Getting right into it, those of you following along on AVN Awards, avn.com/awards/nominees, we were at Best Featurette, which is about a quarter of the way down. It's alphabetical, so if you want to follow along. Again, throw out any feedback that you'd like. We actually had a question from Twitter that I'm going to pull up here. There we go, from Twitter. Cyber5 from X-Critic says, where do the starlets all shop for the dresses for that event? That is not a question that I can answer, but it is a question that I will put out to any performers who are listening. Where do you shop for your awards dress? Would you ever wear a dress more than once? Do you wear it just for this special event? You know, any sort of fashion comments, drop me a line. DM me, call me if you need to. Just let me know. We'd love to hear from performers where they go and buy their dresses. Okay, so back to the awards. Best Featurette, Bishop's Interview and Alina Lopez Story from Pure Taboo, A Cruel Bet, A Cruel Intentions Parody from Vivid, Desolation from SSSH, Endless All Her Love, Game of Bones 2 from Woodrocket, Her and Him from Pornhub, Hunger Who's in Charge from Erica Lust, If It Feels Right, Misa X, Stepsisters, A Molly Stewart XXX Parody, and Valley of the Fuck Dolls from Deeper. You got a lot of featurettes that are faux-cest, not really my thing, so maybe that sort of taints my voting a little bit. I really like the Game of Bones 2. Woodrocket's fun. It's really good. And I really like Valley of the Fuck Dolls from Deeper. The stuff that Caden's doing over there just looks fantastic, and it's really, really good. Cruel Intentions parody. Go back a few years and take a look at a movie from Wicked called Guilty Pleasures with Serenity and Kiki Dare. And tell me if you don't see a little Cruel Intentions parody in there. Best Female Mixed Age Production. So this is older women, younger women. We're getting so specific with some of these awards. Lesbian Seduction 66 from Girlfriends. MILF Lessons from the Bedroom. MYLF from New Sensations. MILF Tames Brats 3, Crave, Mom Knows Best 14, Twisties, Mommy's Daughter from Girl Girl, Jules Jordan, Mom's Guide to Sex 5, Crave, Mom's Lick Teen 17, Mother Lover Society 19 from Sweetheart, My Amazon Stepmom from Mommy's Girl Girl's Way, and Sophisticated Seductions from Jane Doe Pulse. If you like this genre, these are all really good movies with some top-notch performers. If I'm picking my favorites from this list, and I ended up watching a lot of these over the last couple of weeks, because other than Girlfriends, I don't really watch a lot of them. I have watched the Girl Girl stuff from Jules. Mommy's Daughter was a good one. My Amazon Stepmom was interesting, and it stands out a little bit because it's different. I really like the Mom's Lick Teen series from Reality Kings. That's a good title. Lesbian Seduction 66 from Girlfriends is really good. If you like Girlfriends films, their stuff tends to hit the mark pretty much every time. That was a good one. I guess if I had to pick one, I don't want to pick one. We'll pick a couple at the top. Those were the ones. Mom's Lick Teen 17, My Amazon Stepmom and Mommy's Daughter, and Lesbian Seductions. Best Foreign Production Open Genre, 40-Year-Old, The Educating of My Young Neighbor from Dorcel, Elements from Evil Angel, which is a great movie, Filthy Rich Games from Serena Entertainment, Hot Nights, Cold Blood, Digital Playground, La Casa de Michael, Natural Beauties 12 from Vixen, Rocco's Time Master, another great movie, Sex Games from Dorcel, Sex Island 2 from Harmony, and Sex with Friends. This one's tough because there's a couple that I really, really love, and then you got a Vixen movie thrown in the middle that's also excellent. I really liked Elements. I really love Rocco's Time Master. Natural Beauties 12 from Vixen, that stuff looks gorgeous. Great, great talent in that movie. And then, again, I like Sex Island from Harmony as kind of a dark horse. Those are the three. Rocco's Time Master, Elements, and the Natural Beauties from Vixen are my top three in that category. Best foreign shot all-girl sex scene. Again, we're getting really specific with some of these. You got Anger Sex Management, Bacchanalia from Evil Angel, Dangerous Women, Digital Playground, Girl Crush from A Girl Knows, Girl Sex 259 from Abby Winters, Girl Spa Day from A Girl Knows, Glamorous from Viv Thomas, Kiki Neighbors from Harmony, Lust at First Sight from X-Art, and Step by Step from Viv Thomas. You've got some stars. The Dangerous Women scene had Adriana Chechik and Tina Kay. That's good if you're into Adriana Chechik. I liked the Harmony film, Katie Rose and Nellie Kent. I liked that one. I also liked Lena Reef, Laya Silver, The Girl Crush from A Girl Knows. That was a really good one as well. Those are some of the best there. Best foreign shot anal sex scene, Clea, Private Banker, Elements, Misha Cross and Ramon Omar. I Want Them Both from Sugar Babes. Joyride, that's from Black Raw 19 with Laya Silver and Josh Lecasse. I don't know French, man. From Joss. La Casa de Michael, Lost and Found from Blacked, also with Josh and Freddie Gong, and Angel Emily. Rocco's Time Master, Anna Deville, Tina Kay, and Rocco, Sex Island 2, Silicon Valley Nerd Sex from Private, and Wake Me Up With Love from White Box. I really love, like I said, I really loved Rocco's Time Master. I'm not sure this was the best scene, but it's excellent, so that's a really good one. I think I like the Lost and Found from Blacked a little better than Joyride from Blacked Raw 19. They're all both excellent, though, so it kind of, I wonder again, since this is a weighted ballot, we haven't talked about that in a few episodes. If you're not familiar, we have to go through each and every one of these nominees when we're voting and rank them in order because it's a weighted ballot. So a first place is going to be worth X number of points and on down. So who you put second and third does matter. So when you've got two such strong scenes there, it does sort of cross each other out a little bit. The Element scene with Misha was excellent. I like the Private Banker scene from Clea as well. The Dorcel stuff, the costuming is always so great and adds a lot to the fantasy play. Because it was not my favorite scene from Time Masters, I think I would go slightly with Lost and Found over Time Master, and then Joyride, and then Clea up at the top of my ballot. Best foreign shot boy-girl scene, Cheating on Vacation, Black and White 14, that was Kendra Sunderland and Joss, amazing scene. Headmistress and the Harlots, Hot Wife Vacation, Black, Little Caprice, Jason Love, I really like Little Caprice, she's super cute. I Am Sex from Cherry Kiss, that was a good one. Leah For You, Laya, Laya Silver and Ricky Mancini, she's very pretty as well. Masquerade of Madness, Nacho's Big Asses, Nacho Vidal, Canela Skin with Nacho. A new magic potency pill gets tested from Cuff 'Em All. Uninvited from Digital Playground and Weekend Cruise. That was from Natural Beauties 11. That was with Apollonia La Perdra and Christian Clay. With Vixen and Blacked doing a lot of foreign stuff, I think you're going to see them sort of crossing over into that territory and winning a lot of awards. There's a lot of great scenes here. The Kendra Sunderland scene is fantastic. It's probably, all right, that's at the top of my list. The Vixen scene is also up there. Hot Wife Vacation, Little Caprice, Jason Love was really excellent. I like the Cherry Kiss scene as well, but I think you're looking at either Blacked or Vixen. Yeah, I think Blacked or Vixen with either the Kendra scene or the Little Caprice scene. And you might see the Little Caprice scene get a few bonus points because, well, I don't know. No, I my favorite would still be The Cheating on Vacation from Kendra. Weekend Cruise was beautiful as well, though. Best Foreign Shot Group Sex Scene. Bacchanalia from Evil Angel. Great movie. Club Extreme from Darcel. Double Dare, Blacked Raw. Eyes Wide Open. Flight Attendants, Mark Darcel. That was a really good one. Lady D, Sex Addict from Harmony. Lucy, the New Secretary from Darcel. Much Needed Break from Vixen. That was Emily Willis, Stacey Cruz, and Alberto Blanco. Rocco Siffredi, Hard Academy 5. And We Come to You, Part 9. Little Caprice. These are tough. I really like The Flight Attendants. Partially because I really love Valentina Nappi, but that was a great scene. Again, you get a lot of costume appeal in those, and I really liked it. Natural Beauty's 12 scene, the Emily Willis, Stacey Cruz three-way was really good. The Blacked Raw 15 with Jason Love. Again, if you like that style, that was a really, really hot sex scene. And Lucy, the New Secretary, also from Darcel, was good. The Rocco sort of big group scene, because it was that's a legitimate big group, that might actually have a bit of an upper hand there. Speaking of specific big group scenes, next category is Best Gangbang Scene. One of my favorite categories. Alexis Fox's First Gangbang from Hard X. Angela White from Dark Side. Anything for Daddy. Blacked, Lena Paul. Consent, Evil Angel, Whitney Wright. Gangbanged Anal Cheaters from Aiden Starr, that was Casey Calvert. Gangbang and the Teacher from Third Degree, India Summer. I Love Anal from Darko, Barbie Sins. Kira Noir, Cock Crazy from Bound Gangbangs with Kira Noir. Lexi Lore, Holy Temptation. And Marley Brinks, Interracial Gangbang from The Gangbang of Marley Brinks. Okay, I saw all of these. They're all good. The Marley Brinks stuff is really good. Lexi Lore was interesting and added a different sort of feel to it. Kira Noir is super underrated, and this was a great scene. Yeah, you guys can hear the cars around me. I am doing this in a parking lot, so forgive the background noise. The Darko Barbie Sins one is good. Darko shoots great stuff. I love the India Summer scene. Teacher, doesn't really matter what role she's playing. India Summer is gorgeous and fantastic. Gangbang Anal Cheaters was good. Consent, I liked that. That whole movie was good. That scene is particularly excellent. And I think so far, throwing the Alexis Fox's First Gangbang, that was also really well shot, from Hard X. So from all of those, really like India and Kira. But then we've got the two that I think are head and shoulders above. The Angela White gangbang scene from Dark Side is fantastic. It is one of the best scenes in what I think is the best DVD of the year, and that is Dark Side. That said, the Lena Paul Anything for Daddy scene from Interracial Icon 10, best gangbang of the year, hands down. One of, if not the best one ever. If you watch the way that scene is shot, the pace, it's a long scene, but the pace is perfect. The energy is perfect. She looks fantastic. The guys are up to the challenge, and everything is just focused. They move locations beautifully. It's just, and again, you guys realize how much porn I watch all year, especially at this time of the year. And when this one came across, and I saw the nomination, I immediately remembered the scene. And I immediately remembered thinking it was perfect. And it still stands out for me. And you guys know how much I love Angela White and how much I love Dark Side. I think in this case, the Lena Paul scene is just a little bit better. And that takes nothing away from my second choice or even my third, fourth, fifth, or sixth in this category. It's a great category. I think Lena Paul for Interracial Icon 10 is just that damn good. And you should not miss it. Best Girl-Girl Sex Scene, Confessions of a Sinful Nin 2, Charlotte Stokely and Kenna James. Endless, A.V. Love and Lacey Lennon. I really like Lacey Lennon, by the way. If you're listening, Lacey, you're beautiful. Lesbian Encounters, A Bella Danger, Jane Wilde. Lesbian Obsessions 3, Alex Cole and Princess. Alex Cole is really coming on fast. Do not miss her, guys. She's really good. Very sexy, talented actress, too. Lesbian Performers of the Year 2019, Serena Blair and Melina Ricci. Nerds Breaking Point, Gianna Dior, Emily Willis. Out with a Bang, Alina Lopez, Cecilia Lyon. Sex and Lies from Wicked, Anna Fox and Serene Siren. Teenage Lesbian, Adria Fox and Kristen Scott. When Boys Are Away from Girls Gone Pink, Sabrina Rogue and Autumn Falls. I think the scene from Teenage Lesbian is probably going to be your favorite because of the production it was from. And because those two women are fantastic. And Kristen Scott,
Super big crush on her. Absolutely. I talked about her a lot last year. Did not go away this year. She's fantastic. That said, I think my favorite scene, probably out with a bang. The Elena Lopez Cecilia Lyon scene was really, really good. The Confession of a Sinful Nun scene comes from another high profile and quality feature, so it's going to get some points for that. The Lacey Lennon scene was really excellent. So was the Alex Cole scene. But I think you're probably looking at the teenage lesbian Adria Fox, Kristen Scott scene as a possible winner there. We got time for a couple more. We can do two best Gonzos. Let's do that. Best Gonzo production. Consent from Evil Angel. Full Service POV Miles Long. James Dean's European Sex Trip 2. Jesse's Girl 2. Evil Angel Manuel. Manuel's Maximum Penetration 7. Mofo's Lab 2, My Tattoo Girls, Sex Machines, Spring Break Fuckfest, and Up Close and Personal 2. Honestly, I think Manuel's got a pretty good shot here with his two movies, Sex Machine and Maximum Penetration 7. Penetration 7 was outstanding. Consent's really good though too. Those would be my three choices there. The Miles Long Full Service POV 7, nice serviceable POV movie. No problem with that. Best Gonzo series are Challenge, Bang Bus, Girls and Their Boys from Abby Winters, James Dean's Sex Tape, Lady Gonzo Adult Time, Manuel's Fucking POV from Jules Jordan, Nympho from Nympho, Public Agent from Fake Hub, Raw from Manuel Ferrara, Rocco's Intimate Castings, and Share My Boyfriend from Mofos. Bang Bus is tough to beat, man. It's solid. It's been around forever. It just keeps working. And they still get really big stars early in their careers. I like it. Manuel does really good POV stuff. I think I like the POV better than Raw, just because as much as I like Raw, the scenes usually end up at some point feeling like they need to be edited. And I know the point is that it's Raw. I get that. But I think in the end, we see how much better the POV stuff is because it's a little tighter. Nympho is very good. Public Agent is fun if you like the sort of fake tricking people into performing. Rocco's Intimate Castings is interesting. There's some really great scenes there, and there's some that are just kind of, the performers aren't really up to it. So it's interesting to sort of see the real casting. Yeah, but I think in the end, maybe Bang Bus walks away with it. Two more. Best Group Sex Production, Black Draw 21, Club Extreme from Dorcel, Hardcore Threesomes, Hard X, Jules Jordan's Three Ways from Jules Jordan, One Is Not Enough, True X, Pretty and Raw from Bang, Rocco's Hard Academy 5, Rocco's Dirty Girls 4, Three Is Not a Crowd from X Art, and Threesome Fantasies 5 from Vixen. So this is for the individual movie. Jules Jordan's Three Ways was really good. The two Rocco movies, again, sort of work against each other. I think I liked Hard Academy 5 a little better than Dirty Girls, but your mileage may vary. The Vixen Threesome Fantasies, every scene is perfectly shot. Club Extreme is always good from Dorcel. I would go with Threesome Fantasies from Vixen, Three Ways from Jules Jordan, Hard Academy, or Blacked Raw. Now, best group sex scene. About Last Night, Blacked Raw 21. Lana Koschka, Paige Owens, Lily LeBeau, Chloe Capri, and a bunch of dudes. Drive from Deeper, the Angela White, Autumn Falls, Alina Lopez, Lena Paul, Manuel Ferrara. Fuck Club 2 from JHP, Connor Concoction. Greedy Bitches from Digital Playground. Masochistic Anal Sluts Suffer and Squirt for BDSM Party. Perspective, Angela White, Gianna Dior, Abigail Mack, Whitney Wright, Isaiah Maxwell, and Michael Vegas. That was a good scene. Roller Girls from Read My Lips, Try Me, Relentless from Deeper, Three Cheers for Satan, and Twerk Class in Session. Okay, so you got two group scenes from the two big movies of the year. Let's talk about them later. Fuck Club 2 was really good. Excellent movie. It's basically just a nice long group scene, and it's nicely paced. Focuses on all the girls well. I really liked it. I don't think it quite has a chance to win, but it's really good. Check the movie out if you like groups. If you like group sex scenes, it's really nicely done. The S&M one is interesting. Adds a different perspective to it. I like Roller Girls, but again, you're talking about Riley Reid, a couple of her hot friends. That's really good. Try Me, Riley Reid, Gabby Carter, Vicky Chase, Small Hands, Michael Vegas, Alex Jones, and Oliver Davis. Interesting pacing and very mainstream vibe. That might be my favorite, to be honest. It's definitely at the top of my ballot, along with the About Last Night Blacked Raw, excellent. I think you could argue that maybe there were other scenes that are just as good from Black Draw, but it is also near the top of my ballot. And then the two from the big movies. Drive, the whole last hour of the movie seems to be one big group sex scene. It's good, and it moves from room to room, and it's really, really good. But because it moves a little, I think in this case, and I've gone back and forth in these episodes, you guys noticed, between Drive and Perspective. I think in this case, the Angela White going crazy with Gianna and Abigail and Whitney and Isaiah and Michael, I think that's probably gets the slight nod there in that one. Okay, that's it. We will start next time with Best Ingenue Production. Once again, please, any feedback you have, tweet me at Roger T. Pipe, send me an email, however you want to do it. Get me the feedback, and we will mention it on the air. Again, performers, we want to know where you get your dresses. Beyond that, that is all. Thank you very much. I am Roger T. Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Thank you for listening, and now go do something nice for each other. Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2020 AVN Awards podcast series. If you have a question or a comment, anything that you like or didn't like, anything you want to go more in depth with, I'm looking for your feedback. Either drop the feedback below in the comment section or send me an email, Raj@RogReviews.com, or DM over on Twitter. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Until next time, go do something nice for someone.